It's going down, y'all. Come the worst, my peoples come first. All right, it's a download. It's the worst. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Playing the worst tonight, where we complain about the worst things in society for prizes for pizza. That's always good. In studio tonight, I'm very excited to have back Rena Kalm and Kristen Toomey.
Hey.
Hi.
Thanks for being here. All right, so let's get to some of this. Kristen, you got some shows coming up.
I know. I'm
Dan Savage's Savage
Sir
Love.
Plug a lot tonight.
Look at this. Savage Love, which is live, is going to be live at, where's that?
Music Box
next
so
Thursday.
Cool.
You got the Chicago Women's Funny Festival, which is coming up as well that weekend also.
At Stage 773.
Right.
You can get tickets there.
Rena, you're going to be at Top 10 Tuesdays as you are all the time.
Yep,
right?
Except for right now, it's an anomaly of a week.
I remember last time it was the same thing. Like you did a Top 10 Tuesdays plug and you're like, but not tonight.
Yeah, well, every other one.
Every other one.
Yeah.
They canceled.
Hey,
they shut
That's
the building down.
That's the worst.
Yeah. They shut the whole building down when they know I'm coming here is the thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like this takes
do.
Precedent
right.
and
right.
yeah.
As we said, this is really a place you go, you know, this is Lazy Tuesdays.
Yeah.
You guys aren't working, this is where I get you guys. Right?
Well, last week they did cancel the show too, but it was because Dion Cole came in last minute and did a special there. So that like
Does that happen
awesome.
A lot when
they added another show.
Yeah.
So he sold out two shows on a Tuesday.
That's so
just
cool.
like last minute.
Does that happen a lot at
a
place like Laugh Factory where a comedian will come in and then the regular programming's out for someone who's
not
doing
super
it?
Often, but I know that they're about to film a bunch of those Netflix specials or Comedy Central specials, so I know that they're all scrambling to find places to run their hours and stuff like that.
Right.
So you never know. Showbiz, huh?
Showbiz.
Well, we'll be looking for both of your Comedy Central specials, right?
Sure, yep. It's coming out next decade. A month
right.
from yesterday tomorrow.
Let's get depressed about our careers at the
our
start
careers
of the
worst.
Show.
I'm happy where I'm at.
All
right.
Yeah, we're all good.
All right, we're good. 312-981-7200. Let's start like we start every week with Pete Zimmerman. Pete, what do you got for the worst, buddy?
You know what's the worst?
What's the worst?
Grainy Facebook video of the Jumbotron at a U2 concert.
Totally.
Perhaps you've seen some over the weekend.
Perhaps I have.
God.
There's a lot of people at the U2. For a guy who didn't know U2 was coming to Chicago. Like, I just missed it. It was a Saturday night, and I'm like, oh, U2's at Soldier Field. Oh, it's nice enough to have a concert outside?
I just figured if U2 was coming to town, they would put something in my phone to remind me against my will, and it would just pop up.
I'm not over that.
You're not over that?
I almost picketed
yeah.
Soldier's Field, but I was, you know, busy.
I've gone to see them live, but yeah, I can't forgive them for that, you know?
I will never. They pushed me to the edge. But I'm...
Oh.
All right. 312-981-7200. All right, Kristen, what do you got for the worst?
That joke was the worst.
That was good. No, I liked it. That's good.
That joke right off the bat.
He pushed me to my Larry Mullen. Oh, it's not the same, you know? It's not.
Is that someone else in the band? I only know... Bono yeah. and
he's the best the looking one.
Who is
Larry Mullen?
Is he the buzz cut guy?
I don't
German
see a looker in the
drummer,
bunch. Frankly,
yeah.
I don't see a looker in the bunch.
Well, I don't know, you know.
But remember that video? Here's what's the worst: a YouTube video where they, what song was it? They had a got. They all put their heads there and like feet were on their face. Do you remember this? It
yeah,
was
I remember,
just
I don't
their
remember
face,
the song, yeah.
and like people put. Fruit on it.
I didn't.
And then it was like
that.
Little feet. And I was like, oh, I was like 12 and I was like disgusted.
Pretentious YouTube videos, the worst.
Yes. Ugh.
Rena, what do you got for the worst?
And don't put stuff in my phone.
I just, you know.
don't molest me when I'm 12 phone. With your foot fetish and then put stuff in my phone.
Oh, the worst is people needing attention is the worst. That
yeah.
is, I mean, you can, there's so much of it flying around all the time, you know, like just do something and people will look at you. But, you know, people
yeah.
just want attention for needing attention. I don't know.
Uh-oh.
There was people.
Sounds making, like you're like, I hope this person is listening.
Yeah.
This is like,
you're already
book.
You too. You don't have to put fruit and feet on your face. You know what I mean? No, that's not the same thing.
630 says the song is numb.
Numb. Yeah. And that is, that was a good album.
Yeah, maybe it's numb to the little feet that are on my face.
No, but it's like, especially lately with like Kathy Griffin and Bill Maher, it's like, oh my gosh, you're so desperate. It's so sad. It's not even relevant. It's so like, what are you doing? Leave us alone. Nobody needs to see or hear
this. Like it's a weird cycle, like an attention factory.
Yeah.
They know how to do it, so they just keep doing it, and it just gets worse and worse and worse.
You're
so thirsty.
You know, but I do like that it's not getting the same results that it was, say, like 8 or 9 years ago. Like, you know, maybe like 2008, we really peaked with like that pop culture obsession. Mm-hmm. Like TMZ was the biggest thing.
Yeah, right, right.
Mm-hmm. And it was like shocking. And that type of stuff, those stunts really worked. And now we're just like, we're not buying
it. They got to read
it. They still are. We're just over it. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like to some demographics, they still are working. Like, not as large of a scale. But
well,
like,
I mean, some people are still wearing, you know, Crocs. Like, yeah.
I wear Crocs.
Okay. Well, you're the worst.
All right. 312-981-7200. Oh, we got some good stuff. Rena Kalm, Kristen Toomey in studio. Let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll start getting to these texts and calls. 312-981-7200. Stay with us.
What's going down,
it's the worst here to download. 312-981-7200 in studio with me tonight. Rena Kalm.
Hi.
Good to see you. Kristen Toomey. Good
Hello.
To see you, Kristen. All right. So let's get to some of the calls. Let's get to the worst tonight. We are complaining about the worst things in society. For prizes, so far it's been mostly you two. So let's break it up with Teresa. Teresa, what do you want? What's the worst, Teresa?
The worst is I just broke my foot a couple of days before my birthday. Today is my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Aww.
What?
Do you have crutches?
Right now I'm using a walker.
Oh, is it one of those where you kneel and it's got the wheels on it?
No. They put a boot on me for now just to try and see if the boot will help it.
Well, breaking your foot at any time is the worst.
It is the worst.
Right before your birthday, double worst.
Did you have big plans or anything that you had to change?
Well, there was two parties I missed, and I was supposed to go away for a couple of days.
Where were you supposed to go?
We were supposed to just take a little trip to Ohio.
Oh, well, Ohio's the worst.
Unless you're from there.
No, I'm just kidding.
Kidding.
All right,
well,
Teresa.
We hope you feel better, really heal quickly. How did you break it?
I just got up off of a chair, and I guess my foot fell asleep.
Oh, no.
Stepped on it, and that was it.
That's the worst right there, because that could happen to anybody.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say playing polo with the horses.
Birthdays are enough stress.
But when your foot falls asleep, that's the worst. When both do at the same time, that's the worst.
And then breaking it.
And then breaking it is, worst case scenario.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right, Teresa. You've already got Kristen's heart, or at least the pizza. So,
okay.
All right, hold on. All right, Teresa, the front runner, just with her broken foot. Rena, you're nonplussed. You're like, you know what?
I feel bad. It's
you feel
terrible.
Bad, but you don't think it's pizza bad.
Oh no! We should deliver
She's
it to her as well. You know, I feel like she can't pick it up.
Rena's like, well, let's see what everybody else has to say.
I'm scared of a birthday curse as my birthday's coming up, and I'm focused on my own problems.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
That's the worst.
It's the 11th. She's a Gemini.
Yeah.
I am a Leo. August.
Okay.
So what do you got going on? What's birthday plans?
I just I'm hosting my open mic that night, and we're gonna have pizza and beer, Three Dead Moose. But you know, that's
Can
for
I
the
co-host
comics.
With you.
John Margulewski's co-hosting,
all right.
But
that's fine. I'm your best friend. You didn't ask me. That's fine. That's the worst.
Oh man!
When you find out you've been snubbed for hosting an open mic. Another comic.
Well, why don't you come by and do it anyway? You know.
I was going to. this is just a charade.
I love it. All right, let's get to some of these texts. Ready?
Yeah.
312. The worst is people who have a collage of pictures of themselves as their screensaver.
Ooh.
Second worst, the word collage.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
I don't.
Very confusing with college.
Right. But. Okay.
It is right. There's one letter.
Yeah.
Right.
And you get foliage in there. Forget it.
Mary says the worst is trying to. Yeah, right. The worst is trying to match everyone else's enthusiasm at an event. that you don't want to be at.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
You know what's crazy about that, too, Mary, is they're all faking it, you know? Yeah, and everybody's just trying to outdo each other and be as excited.
And then when everyone fakes it together, and then that's when it's a good event.
Yeah, you know what it is? There's one freak that's excited. There's one freak in there.
Yeah, there is
There's
a freak.
One freak in there.
There's
getting everybody
one freak
jazzed.
That feeds the party. Yep.
He's going in there like a freak shark, getting everybody's energy all amped up, and then everybody has to fake it back extra hard.
The guy in Ghostbusters.
Rick Moranis.
Yeah.
We got to get her some pizza.
He was the freak. He was the party freak.
He was a party
freak. And then he turned into...
Let's play some Parcheesi.
Right. Yeah, and everybody loved him or hated him.
It's exhausting. Yeah.
Right. He was exhausting.
Let's try JoJo. JoJo, what's the worst, JoJo? Joe,
getting shingles and being off of work for 15 days.
Ooh, you got shingles and you're off of work for 15 days.
I just went back to work. I was off for 15 days.
That's terrible, JoJo.
Oh,
and I think I want to reiterate to everybody that the worst could be a lot of different things. It doesn't have to be your ailments.
I thought they said single, and I was like, oh, that is the worst. You know?
I was thinking she was on a roof.
No, shingles is like a form of chicken
pox. Yeah. It's awful.
It's in all of us.
The pain can last for 6 months to who knows how many years as you get older.
Don't read the WebMD, JoJo.
Yeah,
Thank you for calling in.
You'll be okay, honey. Well, God bless.
Well, you know, that's the thing is you get
shingles.
What I found with the worst is you get trends or like themes.
Yeah.
So someone picks up right away. Oh, so she probably heard our first woman, Teresa, and say, oh, broken foot. I can top that.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and that's where we go.
Pretty soon we're going to have some real sad stories.
If I would have started with, oh, you know, it's the worst guys who don't turn
fart.
Their turn signal on. Fart. Yeah. Then it'd be all farts. Right.
Yeah.
That's just the way it
Let's
is.
Let's change the tides. Farty, fart, fart, fart.
Let's try some others.
Anybody lost
How about
a
this
leg?
One?
Everybody feel good? That's the worst.
506 says, when your 4-year-old daughter has a stronger grip and bonus points, her fingers. I don't know if that's all I got, her fingers.
Huh.
Let's see. The worst is having... I see. I read it out of context. Right?
Oh,
506.
Okay.
The worst is shaking hands with Mr. Clammy Hands.
Oh,
or
God.
Limpy wrists. When my 4-year-old daughter has a stronger grip.
A weak handshake will gross me out in a way that, like, if you just, like, I will hold somebody's hand, but if you just touch my inside of my palm, if you just touch my hand with your hand, I want to shower. It is so gross. I'll never look at you the same way again.
If it's not a firm handshake, it's like a done deal.
Full contact, wrap the fingers. What is this brushing my palm stuff?
I had a 6 month like flirtation with a limp handshake. Like I went there. Like it was like a stylized thing where I changed my handshake and went limp. Not as a bit or anything, but I just thought it'd be more sensitive. And then it was someone was like, "That's a terrible handshake."
Yeah.
Like someone called me out face to face. Like
it gives me a
firm handshake.
Yeah. The willies.
I don't trust it.
Not like grab them and knock them over firm, you know, but
no,
like,
but it's, there's something that is trustworthy in a firm handshake for me.
Also, I can't imagine you doing what I'm thinking of, which feels like a wet paper towel, like, you know?
Yeah, like a noodle hand.
Yeah, like a lasagna noodle just like draped on my palm. Yeah.
Yeah. No sauce.
734 says, you know, it's the worst. Your wife's dad makes some homebrew and it's bad, but you have to drink it.
Oh, yeah.
Like stuck with a bunch of stuff that you don't want to drink.
Yeah.
And then the pressure of a in-law, like, you liking my
Staring
brew?
Staring you down.
Yeah. Mm. How's it tasting? Yeah, that sucks.
But you can get out of that. You can get out of that by just sipping it and going, you know, I feel it's good. But you know what it's missing is that, what do you call that, flavor? Like you're just
he hates you forever.
Yeah, I guess you gotta
quit drinking.
Yeah.
You know, that's a way out of it.
Yeah, tell him.
You know, be like, I don't drink anymore.
Tell him you're going on a carb.
Tell him you're pregnant.
Low carb.
A juice cleanse or a pregnancy.
Yeah.
Right.
Tell him you have to drink wine for your heart.
switch to wine anyway.
Switch to wine. It's healthier.
Maybe that's what you can do. 312 says the worst hard licorice.
Oh. Yeah.
Hard licorice?
Or soft, and I don't know.
Hard licorice?
What's hard licorice?
Just harder licorice? Like, I mean, I know.
Like, if it's
black
too hard.
And red, right?
I know. That's what I. Yeah.
Like, you love
I didn't
licorice,
know there was other categories.
Is there a texture difference? Yeah. I guess I know. I mean, I
know the ropey kind.
Like, jujube hard or like hard candy hard?
I would say you gotta say jujube.
Such a weird word, right?
I mean, they're very tough. They're a tough
they're
gummy.
Tough, right?
That's
they're
gonna a be a gummy. Great pun joke for her in 2 days with the punchline jujube.
A strange word for a candy.
I'm thinking of it already.
No, now you know when people put pressure on you to make puns, that's the worst.
Raina Calm and Kristen Toomey are in studio tonight. 312-981-7200. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, get the news from Rob Martier, and then we'll continue with the second half of the worst. Oh, that's right. We've got about 2 minutes here before you guys are. They're enjoying. All right, I got more we can go to. We've got 2 minutes. I forgot we don't have a break up until the news here. here we go. 518 says the worst knuckle cracking.
Oh, yeah. I've never been able to.
I enjoy a thumb crack.
I've never been able
right
to crack
here.
My knuckles.
You going to do it?
And then, yeah, just to piss that guy off. No. no. Yeah, but... You know what? I do agree with him on some level because some people take it like extreme
it's like all 10.
And it's like all at the same time. And it's like
it's too much.
And it grosses me out. I only like my own in the privacy of my home.
Well, how about the people that start at the fingers, then do the neck, then do the back, then
routine.
They do their hips?
Right.
Yeah.
It's like this whole regimen of cracking everything in their body.
I like doing my feet. I crack my feet in
oh,
the morning.
Oh, I hate that.
I just stretch them and they crack.
You know what's the worst? My husband will, like, he has ankle issues, so he'll turn his ankle.
Oh, and it, like, makes noise.
And it, like, clicks and cracks and makes noises, and it, like, sends chills. I'm like, please stop. It's like, it hurts me.
I agree with Rob. The routine, like, I have to crack every place that can crack in my body in one shot. That's too much. That's the worst.
Now I feel like I need my back cracked, my neck cracked. I'm like, I could go for good cracking.
What's cracking?
What's crack-a-lacking?
All right. 312-981-7200. Well, Raina Calm and Kristen Toomey in studio. We're going to take a break to get to Rob's news here, and we'll come back. We'll do the second half of the worst. We are complaining about the worst things in society for prizes.
It's going down,
y'all. Thank you, Rob. It's a download here at 720 WGN. We're playing the worst. 312-981-7200. Raina Calm, Kristen Toomey in studio. Raina has a show. She's Top 10 Tuesdays at the Laugh Factory. Kristen's got two big shows coming up. She's doing Savage Love Live at the Music Box next Thursday, and she's also going to be doing two shows at the Women's Chicago Women's Funny Festival. I got it.
You nailed it.
That took me a second.
Yeah, you nailed
That's Friday and Saturday next week. All right, so we got a lot of good stuff, and hopefully it'll veer away from debilitating ailments.
That's
where we had the first half, and but we're going to go right at it. 773's got dating issues. I don't even know if this is dating. You guys can break this down. The worst is when 773 says, the worst is when you've been talking to a girl on Tinder, okay, and then she gets into your Uber. This guy's so tech savvy.
Yeah, this is so millennial.
And it turns out that you went from being great to having nothing in common.
I can't relate at all, but you totally can, I'm sure, because you used to drive for Uber.
I used to drive for Uber. I've never met anybody off of Tinder, but I've driven for Uber.
You just know what those words. Yeah,
I know those words. I know that you're kind of probably crazy if you expect anything good to happen from Tinder or Uber. Really, I mean, you can hope you get to where you're going in one piece,
right?
But
I don't know how those two things interact in the situation. Did they having a great conversation or like, I'll get an Uber and I'll come pick you up and we'll hang out? Or is the Uber driving? Like, there's a lot going on.
I mean, I've often said I wish they would combine the apps because you only want to do a guy with a car. You know what I mean? But it's not really, I don't know, I guess. Was it an... I would think that, you know what, forget Tinder. Forget Tinder, save some money, and just stick with Uber Pool and see what falls in your lap.
See what happens.
Literally.
Literally.
Charm.
You know, pile them in there.
Yeah. Pile them in your lap.
There you go.
Love is found in the Uber Pool.
There you go. Uber Pool. Swipe left, right?
Yeah.
Right. I don't know which one it was. 224. The worst is lifting the hood of your 2-year-old car, noticing that squirrels... got in there and tore the lining off the hood, ate a hole in the washer fluid, and started eating the fuse box.
Oh,
what kind of squirrels are these?
Rude.
Whoa.
Like piranhas for land.
That's crazy.
Like Fatal Attraction squirrels.
I'd be scared of running into
that. Sabotaging this man's vehicle. That,
what did you do to the squirrels?
I know.
That's
like
payback.
That's like,
so messed
yeah,
up.
Yeah, they remember. They remember what you
There's
did.
Something there, yeah.
I feel just like kind of offended by that anyway, just because like they're not paying taxes. You know what I mean? Like pigeons, squirrels,
right. Rabbits.
Very rude.
Right.
Rabbits are at least cute. They're real cute.
You're in the wrong space.
But you know,
I can't stand the rabbits right now. They're killing me. They're eating all my flowers.
Oh, yeah. No. Okay. Well, then you know, yeah. Screw
kill
those
them.
Rabbits.
Yeah, kill them. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
They might as well
I'm
be
joking.
Squirrels
You're
with
right.
ears.
Right. 815 says the worst is having arthritis with your swear finger. What is a swear finger?
Ooh, middle finger.
Oh, that's dumb.
What are you shaking your pointer finger?
Yeah, look at your swear finger.
That it's, seems, I
this
don't know.
Is scolding, clearly scolding finger. Not swear finger.
I mean,
ring finger, pinky, thumb. They all have names. Scolding.
Yeah.
708 7 go ahead, Yana.
I think it just seems like, yeah, that's the worst, but maybe it's like, how often do you need to use that, and what else is the worst about your day that that you need to use that finger so much?
You need that finger.
Oh, I need this finger. because you know, I have road rage.
All right, the worst
not
is
safe
having
on the road.
708 says the worst is having someone pack you for your move. End up with 7 boxes marked kitchen, and none of them also say coffee maker. And over a week now, and I still haven't found it.
Oh my gosh! That's awful. Yeah, a week no coffee maker. That sucks.
Yeah.
Starbucks.
Yeah. 847 says maybe Justin. They were talking about licorice that's old and stale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It becomes hard and you can't chew it. That could be. That could be it.
Man, that's, you know,
earlier it was hard licorice.
It started off seeming like that wasn't such a bad thing, but now it's like I really hate hard licorice.
It's climbing up the top, climbing up the charts.
You know, it grows on
you. Making a move.
It gets stale. It's hard. Hardens your heart.
Hard licorice is pushing shingles.
Only way it could be worse is if like I tripped on some hard licorice and hurt my leg. Then I would like.
That one's still at the top. Birthday leg is at the top.
Yeah.
Yes.
We give cute nicknames birthday to these texts.
Yeah.
Birthday leg.
Also, my birthday's
shingles.
Coming up, like I said, so I really just, I want.
It's real.
You know, she can't come to my party, so you should get her some pizza.
870 says the worst is wanting a pizza but not coming up with a good lie.
Ha ha.
We can sniff that out. We'll sniff the lies out.
Yeah.
Like we know,
shingles.
We know her.
She was no.
Oh, you know what I thought? You know what I thought he was saying?
She was real. I'm kidding.
I thought he was saying like, when you were like, I really want to order a pizza right now, but I can't think of a good enough lie to tell myself as a justification for why I should allow it. It's so late. It's
so late. I've been on this. Yeah. I've been on this cleanse.
Just because they're open.
I just can't lie to myself.
Yeah. Dairy isn't right for me anymore.
Lie to myself with like an I deserve this.
Yeah. You know what? I haven't deserved it. I've been bad, and I keep lying to myself. Now I'm going to get a large. All right, let's go to Bonnie. Bonnie, what's the worst, Bonnie?
Hi. I think the worst on an upswing since you had some people who had some down things.
Oh, bummers, yeah.
And I feel for those people.
Yes.
You know, you get a little names to people. I was Salmonella Bonnie that won last year for a pizza.
I never called you that. I do remember that. I've never called you that. You said
no,
I give names,
I've
never called you.
For
yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Salmonella. I never called you that.
Never, you cannot prove it.
Scare.
I know.
And a blood clot. And
you,
then
that was all you, or was that was all three?
That
you?
Was all me.
Oh, man.
Like within
Bonnie.
4 months. I'm fine.
You're fine. And I appreciate you calling in. Okay, what do you got tonight? Please,
what
not another ailment.
Tonight is, there's a guy in my building, and it's just killing me. He works in a very nice department store in retail, in the men's department.
Okay.
And they have to wear cologne. And it has to be something from their store. I don't know what it is, except it as far as I'm concerned, it's rotten eggs. Because the whole elevator.
Oh, he smells it up.
Oh, no, the elevator.
Is he in commercial real estate? Those guys are the worst.
Oh, wow. What is he thinking?
You got to outstink him, Bonnie.
Write him a note.
You got to outstink him. That's the thing. You got to show him a lesson.
No. You know, I don't do that. I wouldn't do that to other people.
Yeah, you're nice.
It gags me, but
what are you gonna
do? What?
What
anyway,
are you gonna...
if my cheering up.
What are you?
You know what
are you
I suggest?
Gonna do?
You know what I You know what? It's kind of a less, I don't know, less aggressive form of revenge. Maybe just leave him some hard licorice and see what that does to him.
Oh, well.
That'll really piss him off, apparently.
Yeah. That's like a mafia message.
Yeah. You know? Oh, hard really? Licorice under your pillow.
Or like a dead fish rolled in a newspaper.
Wow, it got real.
That,
wow,
you wear a horse head.
There you go. Okay. Thanks, Bonnie.
Well, I'm going to write him a nice little note and say, I don't want to hurt your feelings. You're killing me.
I don't want to hurt your feelings, but you're killing me.
Great, Bonnie. Thank you, Bonnie. All right, the 630 says, that's good stuff. The worst is being new in your job and going out of the way to say good morning, Paul, to the company VP, only to realize afterwards his name is Andy.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
That's an ouch moment.
Oh, yeah, man. No, you know what, though? It probably feels better than the other way because it's kind of a power move, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
It is.
Yeah.
And then they hate you, though.
Right. The other way, you're not important.
Either they respect it or they hate it.
Depends
on the person.
However long you're there, he's going to remember you because, you know, you called him, had the nerve. Call him Andy.
You called him Paul. His name was Andy.
Or Paul, yeah. See, I can't even get it right.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you should get a more memorable name. I don't know.
The worst is moving in with someone. All right, here we go. 312. The worst is moving in with someone who doesn't share the same values as you. Wow.
For example,
my girlfriend's anti-microwave.
What?
Do you know how tough it is to live with that?
Yeah, if you like baked potatoes, forget it.
Yeah.
I mean,
deal breaker.
I think it's the worst. That's a value. Yeah.
That is like a value.
Yeah.
No, you know what? I actually
can be anti-microwave.
I don't know. I didn't know that was a movement.
Yeah, I didn't either.
But yeah, that's a weird value.
You know. Here's a good
one for
you.
Politics, everything, great. Same amount of kids, but microwave deal breaker.
Yeah, put it in the garage. You know, put one in the garage for you. And have a hot pocket. Calm down.
Just hide it. Hide it in the yard.
Have a hot pocket. Calm down.
Do a battery-powered microwave.
Go to a gas station. Yeah, they got microwaves.
There you go. Where are you going? Oh, I'm just going to a gas station.
Yeah.
Why do you
smell like
dinner?
Cheese?
Yeah.
Whenever you come home, you smell like a hot pocket.
630. The worst is people who make a status update to say happy birthday to their prepubescent child. If a person was to randomly walk up to someone in real life and say happy birthday to my kid, they would be branded a psychopath, so it should be the same on Facebook. So when they say happy birthday to someone who's not on Facebook, I guess that's the idea. Like if you have a 2-year-old, like, happy birthday, Tyler.
Yeah, I don't think that's the worst.
No, I think it's also, like
it's just like, hey, showing like love. Or,
I wouldn't know the kids aren't on Facebook, so I wouldn't know it was some of my friends' kids' birthdays unless they posted. But I'm also saying that to be nice because Toomey posts about her kids. I'm just kidding.
I'm looking at you like, I wish you would say something.
I wish you would.
I wish you would.
That's the name of the new segment.
I love every single one of them. I do every time.
Every post.
Kristen Toomey, Rena Kalm in studio. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. 312-981-7200. We're playing the worst. It's going down. Rena Kalm, Kristen Toomey playing the worst tonight. 312-981-7200. Having a lot of fun, you guys. This is a good way to wrap up. A long day, but this is, I always love it. And having you guys in studio, I love it. So thanks for having us.
Thank you.
All right. So the worst, 773 says, a person with road rage deciding to become an Uber driver.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, bad choice.
That's a bad choice.
Yeah.
Take a yoga
Terrible
class
choice.
Or something.
Having to go to the bathroom and the public toilet's disgusting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The worst is coming home from work and having to park a half a block away from your house because the people across the street have 8 cars and a driveway.
Crazy.
And they don't park any of the cars in the driveway because they have a hammock there.
Oh, my God.
Text us the address.
Yes.
We're coming over for the party.
Yes.
A hammock party.
I would set that hammock on fire if I lived there.
I don't know. I'm kind of
I'm not encouraging that. I'm just saying that's what I would have done.
I'm very interested in a hammock driveway. Like, I want to know what this is like.
Yeah,
now.
How big is this hammock? It takes up the whole driveway. And why do they have 8 cars?
It must be a small driveway.
How many people?
A lot of trees and stuff.
I have a lot of questions about this property.
I know, right? It's very intriguing. It's an intriguing worst. Always good to have those.
Yeah.
630 says Violetta Padromedic, who does the traffic for Rokan show, she's anti-microwave.
Hmm.
I didn't know that. I don't know if this is true. She doesn't have one.
Okay.
But there might be a difference between anti-microwave and not having a microwave.
Yeah, I didn't have a microwave for 3 years a couple of years ago, and it was fine. We were fine without it
because
we don't really use it. But we don't really use the microwave. But I'm not an anti-microwave person.
I am anti-cooking microwave popcorn at home. I am anti that because it
the
does...
smell.
Never works.
And
smells
also,
the worst.
Making it on the stove is so much better. But,
224 says, who microwaves baked potatoes?
They're 5 minutes
as opposed to
an hour.
Yeah,
they don't taste as good. I'm not, but I'm just saying it's possible.
Yeah, way too much judgment there.
Yeah.
708. Jeez, 224. All right, 214 says the worst is limpy, drippy, droopy bacon.
Yeah.
Like one of those handshakes, but in bacon form.
Oh, yeah. It's a bacon, a handshake.
handshake.
Oh, it's a meek bacon handshake.
Yeah. Meek bacon.
Meek bacon.
I don't eat bacon because I was raised weird. No, just Jewish. But also weird, but that's a separate thing.
Right.
I have never liked bacon, and I have to apologize for that a lot. But I will say that I would eat it if it was like really crispy. But if you're talking about wet bacon or like whatever.
It's the worst.
I think you're all crazy.
That might be an honorable mention.
Yeah.
312, the worst is when you're riding the L feeling sucky and alone. That's a big part of this. When a young couple gets on and starts with the PDAs right in front of you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've been there.
Really?
Try Uber Pool. Wink, wink.
Can't they go on and say, really? I can see you and your tongues.
Ew.
Get a back seat in your dad's Buick and leave me alone.
You know what? For me, it's not
even what just happened?
He's mad.
He's talking to the couple.
He's talking to the couple.
Oh, what did he say again?
He said, I can see you and your tongues. Get
Ew.
A back seat in your dad's Buick and leave me the hell alone.
Yeah,
see, like,
get off the train.
It's one thing
train.
To see a PDA, but to hear another human's mouth sounds... I'll say this, it's the worst. I had to share a room with somebody who snored when they were awake all weekend.
What? You're not saying that on the radio.
Yeah.
Aren't you guys
say his name.
Oh my God. No. What the worst was last night, what happened in front of the Logan Theater.
Oh my God. We just saved all this for the end. It was awful. I'm sitting right there outside of the theater, and this dude just comes out of the theater with his
battering everywhere.
And I'm just like,
I'm just like, go to an alley. Gross. Like
something.
Some like,
right.
So then she was like yelling at this guy.
Well, nasty to me.
And Rena's like, you're a disgusting.
Yeah.
And then she said something. He was getting in the car and she was yelling.
I said, don't get hit by a car. You're too ugly for a funeral.
You said that. That's a good line. Don't get into a crazy street tiff with a comedian, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then the cops came and they didn't do anything.
One time that happened to me where I was upstairs in my third floor apartment and I was looking down and this guy decided he's going to just threw the window open. I go, hey, what are you doing, man?
Yeah.
Hey. And hilariously, and I learned my lesson from this point on, he looked up at me as he was zipping up and he goes, I'm coming to get you. I'm going to kick your ass.
Yeah.
And he's like knocking on the door down there. And I'm like, well, that did not go the way I thought it was going to
happen. I kept thinking, they're going to come back around and you know. And
no,
I was like, we got to get out of here.
His drove him away. I knew that he wasn't
I didn't
coming
know
back.
He was with his girlfriend.
But at least he was relieved. So.
Yeah. Oh my God. So gross.
Gross.
Yeah.
All right. 312 said, yes, I did mean stale licorice.
Thank you. Mystery solved.
Is that still the worst, though? The worst?
Old licorice.
No, I just remembered that guy snoring all weekend. He's the worst. Yeah.
All right. All right. The worst is when you try to open a new jar of pickles, but you can't, and someone comes along like your wife and she says, step aside, let me try, and she opens it first shot. Then she proceeds to take all the credit while your Teenage Mutant son plays Blackhawks PA announcer and bellows, tonight's pickle jar has been opened by Wonder Woman, unassisted, 8:15, 45 seconds.
I'm sorry, real quick. Did you say Teenage Mutant son?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know about that, but I think that was like a Cosby episode that
yeah,
I saw.
I feel like, yeah, that might have.
Oh, you loosened it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, where she shook it and then popped it on the end, because that's how I learned. Yeah, I learned how to open a pickle jar from the Cosby Show, so oh, okay. I know what it is.
708 says, we'll get these in real quick. The worst is
my parents didn't teach me things.
When you're really excited about your meal, and on your first bite, you burn your tongue so bad you can't taste the rest of it.
Oh, yeah.
The worst then is sitting on the next to a belligerent drunk on the bus while he's talking to his equally belligerent invisible friend.
I like that. That's a good time.
It's not like they're making out. Relax.
I mean, it's like, it's better than him talking to you.
Right.
Yeah. No, first, that's a free show.
And then that's a free show. Yeah. Right. Totally. And, you know, it's real to him.
So long as they don't smell like burnt eggs or rotten eggs or
they're,
making
you know,
out.
Covered completely. And
all right. Here's the last one. The worst is when I finish my French fries at a restaurant and I discreetly stick my finger in the little ketchup container to lick up all the remaining ketchupy goodness, and I get dirty looks from the people at the next table and my wife.
And face right now, sir.
I mean, here's the deal. There's going to be more
right
ketchup.
Now.
That's not a thing that you're like, I got to get every last bit of this ketchup. Ugh. How many ketchup packets have I thrown away because they were in a bag that I didn't need anymore?
I cannot.
You are going to have more ketchup. You don't need to lick your finger in public because there's extra ketchup.
They give ketchup away.
Yeah, they do. All right, here we go. We're giving away two pizzas, a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. We also have a complimentary pass for two adults and two children. General admission to the Sycamore Speedway this 2017 race season. Sycamore Speedway, the Midwest's finest clay track and family-owned since 1960. Visit sycamorespeedway.com. Pretty cool. All right, here we go. So
ketchup.
Third place, and we will give, let's go ahead. Why don't we go ahead and do this? Why don't we go ahead and give the Sycamore race pack to the...
What's the Sycamore race pack?
I just read it.
Oh.
Totally not even paying
I was
attention
still thinking about
the
ketchup, man.
I know.
I can't
I'm stuck
handle
on that
ketchup. You're stuck on it too, right?
Yeah. Oh, man. That's really bothering
all right, 224
me.
224 okay. says, the Sycamore Speedway is going to go to 224 says, the worst is lifting the hood of your two-year-old car and noticing the squirrels got in it and tore the lining off the hood, ate a hole in the washer fluid, and started to eat the fuse box.
Yeah, like, is there even an insurance for that?
That's
no,
probably
crazy.
Not, especially, and that's not covered under warranty.
Enjoy watching cars that work on a track.
Harsh.
That's so harsh.
Oh, yeah.
All right, and then we're going to go 312, get second place tonight, and we're going to have to do it. We'll go with hard licorice.
Yeah
first.
Which we found out later is stale licorice.
Yeah, but we made a lot out of it.
I think at this point, I like hard licorice better than ketchup, so it's you know.
They'll get a pizza. And pizza for first place tonight has to go to our first caller tonight, Teresa, who broke her leg right before her birthday.
Oh, my Gemini friend. I hope you heal fast.
And it all had to do with Rena because Rena feels bad because her birthday's coming up.
It's about me. Aren't I the worst, you know?
you guys, this was fun. This was so fun.
Thank you.
You can see Kristen Toomey. She's going to be with Dan Savage at Savage Love Live at the Music Box next Thursday. She's also at the Chicago Women's Funny Festival. It doesn't roll out. I need it to roll off the tongue like down a hill.
Yeah.
Chicago Women's Funny Festival. That is next Friday and Saturday, right?
Yeah, it's stage 7, 7:30.
You got it. And then, of course, Rena Kalm will be top 10 Tuesdays at the Laugh Factory. You can see her all over town. You guys, thanks so much for coming in. Great job tonight.
Thank you. This is so fun.